We return to the Finsiders now.
Welcome back to the Finsiders. I'm John Congemi, sitting in for Jesse today, joined by former Dolphins O.J. McDuffie and Troy Stratford. And I'm glad to be joined by third-year safety from the University of Montana, but he's out of San Diego. That's where he, that's where he's from and where he lives. It's Jimmy Wilson. He corrected me on that about a couple minutes ago. I'm glad he did because the sun's always shining on 2-7 like it was last week in Pittsburgh when he got the punt block. I'm not going to call it a deflection.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it a punt block because even though that ball was, you were cheated out of that yard, that was a heck of a play on special teams, Jimmy.
And we sent it in because
Freeney
touched it before it got to that line. So, you know, I think they need to change that.
I mean, how big of a play was that for you when you know you've got that free lane and you've got all you have in your sights is the punter?
Oh, you know, that's all it is, really. Once you get the green light and, and everything's open, then it's just concentrating on making sure you find the ball and put your hand on the ball and don't miss it and end up hitting the kicker and causing the team. But, you know, that's just the main part. You know, I knew I had Trez come in there crashing the A-gap and it was going to bring the PP with him. So I just had to just make sure I got off on the snap and, you know, ran like I was going to be free, and I ended up being free.
Crazy conditions on Sunday in Pittsburgh. And I know you went to a place where it does snow and snow a lot. Have you ever played in anything quite like that?
My last college game against Montana State, our big rival at the end of the year, I played, I think it was maybe 4 degrees or something like that. Looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy, that secondary looked like it's coming along, man. Let's talk about your game first before we get into the whole secondary as a whole. I mean, look at your game. You talk about the block punt, we're going to call it, John, right?
That's right.
Pass defense, big tackles on third down. You know, guys are not going anywhere after they're making catches. You know, talk about how you've come along so far. And you've been steady the whole season like this. Tell me what's been your mindset so far this season.
You know, I think that's even my first 2 years, I got off to good starts and, you know, was – sometimes showing up and sometimes, you know, not playing my leverage or, you know, understanding what the route schemes and things like that. And I think this year I'm really concentrating on being a professional and make sure I get my work done early in the week so it's not scramble on Saturday trying to make sure I know what routes are coming from these guys. I just like to get my work done early now and make sure that it's all just – repetition once the game time hit, all my feet and my hands and everything landing in the right spot.
Let's talk about the rest of your secondary with Chris Clemens, Rashad Jones. You know, you talk about Grimey on one side, the way Nolan's come in for Dimitri and yourself back there. Talk about how you guys have gelled as a whole back there making plays. I know you guys had a few receivers make extra touchdowns this week, but for the most times you guys are shut down as a secondary.
Yeah, you know, we really pride ourselves on making plays and making most of our opportunities. Because I think the last couple of years we missed a lot of picks that we should have had and that really could have changed games. And that's the name of the game in the NFL. If you get the turnover, you win a turnover battle, you usually win the game. So, you know, we just really on each other always, whether it's kind of jokes but kind of serious. You know, if you mess up, you know, we're on your head. And we just take full responsibility for what goes on in the back end, especially long passes and touchdowns. And I think that we just got rid of the blame game from the last couple of years and we just really focused on us as a whole and trying to make these plays and help out our offense.
I got two things for you. Number one, whenever we're talking about you on the radio show here, television show, we always talk about your versatility, that you could play any position back there in the secondary. So if you could give us, and those out there listening and watching it, an idea of how many positions you have actually played this year. And then number two, I want to know, do you have a nickname with the guys on the defensive side? Because you're just one of these aggressive players that just seems like he's always Johnny on the spot, just being physical. Is there a nickname that they give you?
Oh, the nickname, I think the coaches threw it in there. It was Red Zone Jimmy for a minute because every time they throw us in zero coverage, you know, I was catching a seven. I was getting a seven in the end zone and knocking it down. So it went from Red Zone Jimmy and then – I picked off Matt Ryan in the 2 minute and made a couple plays in the 2 minute in the game. So then went to 2 minute Jimmy. So you know, I don't know how I feel about that one.
That doesn't leave the building.
Most players,
But you know, you know, we all have a good time. You know, we're a tight knit group. So we just you know. These guys have really got my back and are really excited every time I make a play. And, you know, I'm the same way about them.
The versatile Jimmy Wilson.
Have you played all of the positions back there this year?
Yeah, I played corner, nickel, and safety this year. And, you know, that's just me just being a football player and liking to run around. You know, I got a different skill set. Mm-hmm. and some of the things I'm lacking makes me better in other places. So, you know, I just want to be out there, want to be on the field, you know, for the fans and for my teammates. So I just want the coach to put me in my any position they want me, and, you know, I'll be out there to play.
Need to contribute somehow, some way. Yeah. Jimmy Wilson finding a way to do that at multiple positions. I wanted to ask you, the month of December, meaningful football games. How does it feel in that locker room right now when you're looking around at guys going, you know what, we win and we survive, we continue. We win, we survive, we continue. Is that the mindset right now for you guys?
I don't even know if it's win and survive. It's just basically just
win.
You know, just win. You know, we done let too many games slip out of our hands that we had should have easily won. Mm-hmm. You know, for a while we was blaming the refs, you know, for some of the bad calls they made and things like that. But, you know, it's really just comes down to us. If we got a lead, I don't care if it's 1 point, you know, at the halftime, then that's what we should win by. And I think that's what our defense and our offense, you know, they're coming along great. And as long as they keep scoring, you know, it's on our defense to really lock everybody down and make sure that we don't let anybody score, period, if that's what it takes.
Well, you guys did a great job of that in the first half. Last time you hooked up against the New England Patriots, mm-hmm. up there. What makes Tom Brady so good when you watch him on film?
Confidence, I would say. You know, his confidence, no matter what, how much time is on the clock, is always there. It's never his head's never down unless it's mad at himself, and that makes him even more confident coming out and trying to make a big play the next time he's out there. So, you know, the guy just is spot on no matter who's out there. He's, you know, I could go out there and play receiver probably and have 1,000 yards. You know, he's a special guy, and that's why, you know, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, and everybody says Tom Brady like they do.
And that's a great point you talk about, Tom, with anybody being out there. He's going to be without Rob Gronkowski mm-hmm. this weekend. But they were without him early in the season. They still found a way to get games won. So you can't really take these guys lightly no matter who's out there on the field, as long as they have Tom at the helm.
No, yeah. And it's not really no extra superstar. So the guys are all gritty and really want to – and really play real good football players that they have out there. And they have specific positions, and they make the best of them.
I'm wondering what the message is for this week. I'm assuming it's, you know, play a complete ball game. You touched on how you guys have lost a couple of games that you should have won, and the New England Patriots game, certainly one of them. Is that the overall message this week? Complete, finish the game, four full quarters.
You got to and some more. You know,
if needed.
We just looked at all of our close games, how many games we won and lost, and how close the games were. And compared to theirs, we're pretty close. We've all been in a lot of scrappy games. They won more of the 2-3 point games than us, but you know, it's going to be a tight game. That's our mindset going in, and we got to just be ready to play for 4 quarters and maybe more. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, this time of year, the team that gets hot, you've seen lately, and especially in pro football, they're the ones that get on a nice little run and kind of run the table. I know you guys are one game at a time. Tell me how that attitude in the locker room is right now. I know you guys will be feeling pretty good about yourself, but at the same time, it's a cautious kind of confidence.
Oh, yeah. We got to, you know, we don't want to have any regrets at the end of the season. Like, oh, we are one away if we just did this and did that. You know, all the games before, won or lost, are out the window. Now it's just time to win and let the chips fall where they may. And, you know, hopefully we get a shot to get in that tournament, and then who knows what happens then.
Take us back to the last play last week in Pittsburgh. I know we're focused on New England now. We're turning the page. But I got to hear your interpretation of what was going through your mind when you saw Brown going down the sidelines.
Man, I'm about to get cussed out for loafing. Because, you know, the play before that, I came out probably – I was in two deep and ran up to tackle Bell. He tossed it, and then 88 Sanders got it and ran for a little bit, banged my knee up. I was real tired. Then they threw it to my side at the last play of the game, scrambling. I tipped the throw back. I tipped that. So I thought it was already on the ground. By the time I looked back, the thing, I swung all the way around. By the time I seen Brown hitting the sideline, like, he wasn't even in for 4 quarters. That dude was running like a track star. And, you know, thank God he stepped out, and we could celebrate now, because if not, we'd be sick right now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, last question for you, Jimmy, the third-year safety out of the University of Montana from San Diego, California. Who's the quarterback in the secondary? We always see Ryan Tannehill at the line of scrimmage. It's very obvious when you see a quarterback. He's directing guys. He's changing plays. Who's the guy in the secondary for the Miami Dolphins that plays that role?
You know, between me and Chris Clemens, you know, we get a lot of communication. But all the guys, we all –
Is it a collective effort?
It's a collective effort. You know, some guys, it's just basically the nickel guys has to tell everybody what's going on his side, and as far as down safety and the other safeties who's rolling or whatever, we have to really communicate with each other, you know, but probably most vocal, probably me and Clem.
Well, somebody has to take charge, and I'm glad you're one of them, because you're one of the guys that gets around the football. 4 interceptions this year, tied for 3rd on the team. Get that W on Sunday and keep it going, okay?
Yeah.